Excellent, Jeff. Good job. He's wiping his brow as he returns to his seat, having pronounced all of those names to the best of his ability. And I am so happy that at last I get to preach. See, the elders are working this plan. It was supposed to be done a couple months ago, but something happened. So before I get started with the preaching of this sermon, I want you to notice that I have added a subtitle to the title of the sermon. The title of the sermon is "The Job Was Done." I added, "Or was it?" Okay, I want you to keep that in mind as we make our way through this portion of the book of Joshua. I also want you to remember that last week I warned Perry, that is the Reverend Mr. Perry Brisbane, last week's distinguished speaker, that he was in trouble. And I have not forgotten that. I'll explain all that in a moment as we deal with the text that is set before us today. Now, the text just read to you begins with the words of God to Joshua. You are very old. Why do I always get the old text? Why do they always want me to preach about being old? But I tell you something. When Yahweh, God, who is known as the Ancient of Days, says you are old, you are old. So Joshua was old. The scholars say that Joshua was between 95 and 100 years old when God made this comment to him. Babe, that's old. I just want you to know, that's old. Time to retire, Joshua. You've done well, Joshua. You deserve a rest, Joshua. That's what you would expect God to say next after he has told you that you are old. It may even have been what was running through Joshua's mind when he heard God say to him, "You are old," that day. The dilemma is, it is not what God said next to Joshua. God said to him, "You're old, bud, but there is still work to be done." Despite his age, despite his long, distinguished, and faithful service to God and to the nation of Israel, it was not yet time to retire. God still had work for good old Joshua to do. Now, this is where the distinguished speaker from last week got into trouble. See, some of us around here are planning to retire. We got plans. Last week, the Reverend Mr. Brisbane said, "We plan, God laughs." The dilemma is that God's laughter doesn't always change our plans. Sometimes our plans are frustrated because our plans are not God's plans, and he refuses to alter his plans. Now, he said it. Brisbane, he said it. And it's true. But I want to go on record that I don't like it one little bit, not at all, sir. Lesson number one from today's text: Our plans are not always God's plans. But it is always best to bend to God's plan. And lesson number two, quick upon the end of lesson number one. God still has work for you to do, even if you are old. You want to know what? If God was done with you, He would call you home. If you're still here on the face of the earth, it's because He still has work for you to do here on the face of the earth. So do it. You old people, stop complaining about your aches, pains, and your visits to the doctor's office, and do what God is calling you to do. I relent. It's all right. You can grumble and complain about your aches and your pains while you're doing what it is that God has called you to do. But bend your will to His. Do what God is calling you to do. And you young people, God has a purpose for you and a task for you which no one is better equipped than you to do. So discover what God wants you to do and do what God is calling you to do. Now look again at the text. In it, God tells Joshua what it is He wants old Joshua to do. God says, there are still areas of land to be taken. Now I want you to know, being somewhat like Joshua, I can hear his mind work. Oh, please. Can't somebody younger do it? I mean, I'm tired. I'm weary. Let Caleb do it. He's only 80. But let me retire, please. But God's task for Joshua was specific. It was God's assignment for Joshua. So in verses 2-7 of the text, God told Joshua exactly what areas were still to be taken. Jeff read all the names to you a moment ago. Now, the areas on the list are cities which were left alone during the major conquest of the Promised Land. They were not major military interest. They presented no military threat to Israel, but they had not been taken. The Hebrew word taken means that they had not been brought under Israeli control. Joshua's assignment was to go back and pick them up. He was to bring these areas under Israel's control, the specific areas that are listed in the text. Lesson number three, God's plan for you includes specific tasks which He will make clear to you in His time, not yours. He will expect you to adjust your plan to His. How well I know. There is, however, apparently one problem in all this. The problem is the Sidonians. We don't know exactly why they are a problem. But apparently the Israelites are worried about the Sidonians. Maybe the Sidonians were mysterious people. Strange. Maybe they used different military tactics. They were mountain people. Maybe they hid behind the rocks and shot at you when you weren't looking. Maybe they were just mean and nasty. We don't know why, but they seem to be of great concern to Israel. About them, God said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid." Lesson number 4, I myself will be with you. See, no matter what the task, no matter how fierce the foe before us, if God gives us a task to do or a battle to fight, He will be with us. He will supply all you need. He Himself will be with you. No matter, you hearing me now? No matter how fierce the foe, no matter how great the battle, if God gives us a task to do or a battle to fight, He will supply all we need. He Himself will be with us. Amen.